النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was one of the pure fountainheads of knowledge and wisdom. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. The ulama and the religious scholars and the fuqaha, the Islamic jurisprudence of the Shia, asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about the different branches of knowledge while he was yet a very young child. And despite his young age, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered all of these great religious scholars and these great religious jurisprudents with the answers of an expert. It was these very answers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam which made the Shia scholars and Shia jurisprudents and the other leaders of the Shia to believe in the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام على محل معرفة.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There's a conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with Ahmad bin Qasim. And so Ahmad bin Qasim, he asked Imam Mahdi alayhi salam that if a believer dies and a washer wants to wash the corpse, perform the ritual ghusl of the dead, while there are some murji'i present, should that individual wash the corpse of the believer in the way like the other sects of Muslims do? For example, you know, the Sunnis or the Hanbalis or Shafis, etc., without putting a turban on the person's head and without putting a palm branch with him or not? So, before we get to what Imam Hadi alayhi salam said, just a few things to make things clear. The Murji'i were this sect of Muslims who were kind of like the opposite of the Kharijis. So the Khawarij, they believed that action is important and that faith is something which is not as important as action. So, for example, when it came to doing major sins or minors, for example, the Khawarij would say that based upon action, one who did a major sin was considered an unbeliever, a kafir. The Murji'is went the other way. They said that faith is important and action is not as important as faith. So the important thing is that one should have faith and then they go and do whatever they want. That is a separate thing and Allah will ultimately judge. So these were these two extremes. Here, the companion, Ahmad bin Qasim, he talks about the Murji'is, if they're present, you know, because they're not so fixated on action, you know, should we put a turban and a palm branch with the individual or not? Here, putting on the turban, of course, the turban and the palm branch is put after the body has been washed in the ritual ghusl performed upon a dead body. And so after it is washed, then they put the turban and the palm leaves and those things, right? So at this point, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replies, he should perform the ghusl of the believer even if those people, the murji'i, are present. As for the palm branch, it should be put secretly and the washer should try his best not to let them see this person do that. Now, this conversation here kind of talks about a couple of things. One, that when it comes to the wajib things, we cannot alter those wajib things. We have to do them. So Imam Hadi alayhi salam said that the wajib way of performing the ritual bathing of the corpse must be done in that manner. But the thing which is mustahab, which is, for example, the turban or the palm branch, these things can be done in a manner which is hidden. And of course, if it leads to some kind of death, you know, or some kind of killing, and so because of this situation, then you don't even have to do the mustahab things. It kind of shows us the very suffocating era in which Imam Hadi alayhi salam lived. Of course, these eras in which the Imams lived were much more suffocating. They were much more dangerous than our times in the present day. And so a very interesting conversation, which has these kind of notes about taqiyah and the ritual washing and the total overall environment in which Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam lived in. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.